Let us begin with a Rashi. It's on your page. Parak Chavzayin Pasach Chavav. I talked about this on Wednesday night. After all the specific Aroros, Aror Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos LaSos LaSlam V'Yamar Kol Am Amen. So Wednesday night we spoke about three different issues which this general, very generic Aror describes. You have to believe in mitzvahs attitudinally, the Ramban. The Yishalmi, you have to be Machzik Torah Nefelis. If Torah is suffering, you have to reinforce it. And the Ramban's final pshat, that you have to, quotes that also know the Yishalmi, you have to perform Hagbah the right way, which we took to be a metaphor to try to make people appreciate Torah, not necessarily learn Torah. Hagbah, people aren't learning Torah when you do Hagbah, you're just identifying with Torah. But Rashi says something very interesting. It may seem very insignificant, but it's a very important Rashi. Rashi says, Asher lo yakim, it's on your page, kan kalal eskol hatara kula, Moshe generalized the entire Torah, v'kiblua alav bi'Allah. And now the Jewish people took an oath to mekayim the Torah. So this Arur, the Gemara Darshan's Arur is a lashon of Shavua, converts our acceptance of the Torah into a Shavua. The Gemara says all over Shas, I just quoted one example for you, the Gemara Nedarim. Rav Gidol, one of the Talmidim of Rav, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, I didn't quote the beginning of the Gemara, since it came out in the previous daf. Can you take a shvua to mekayim mitzvah? Say you take a shvua to take a lulav. You take a shvua not to take a lulav. Take a shvua not to eat nevela. You take a shvua to eat nevela. So all that shvua works. It's a big, big machlokas. But the Gemara says, how can you take a shvua? You can't double up shvuas. Ain shvua chal al shvua. If I already took a shvua to eat bread today, and I take a second shvua to eat bread today, second shvua isn't tofes. It's already redundant. And we already swore at Har Sinai to keep the mitzvahs. So if I take a shvua to take a lulav, or I take a shvua not to eat nevela, that's a redundant shvua. Because, look at the Gemara's languages, mushpa v'omeid mehar Sinai. We already took a shvua at Har Sinai. So the Gemara has various halachic responses to that. We're not going to get into that now. But where do you see that we took a shvua at Har Sinai? You can read through Yisro and Mishpatim, and there's no shvua. Rashi says it's right here in Kisevo. All these Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about a Shavuot, which we took to Mekayim the Mitzvah, all those Gemaras, Rashi says, the Shavuot happened in Parshas Kisavo. Arur Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos LaSos LaSlam. We spoke Wednesday night and we shared out different versions of what this generalized Arur is, but Rashi feels it's condensing the whole Torah into a Shavuot, which means that there are many different angles to our observance of Torah Mitzvahs. One is a Bris. One is Nasa V'Nishma. One is Kafalem Harkegigas, and one is a Shavua, and each provides a different motivation. A Bris is bilateral, we have expectations of Hashem, even when we fail, it still is intact, that's what a covenant is. Nasa V'Nishma was a certain romance and excitement that can wear off, but when it exists, it's very exciting, blind faith. Kafalem Harkegigas means that Hashem forced us, various reasons, Rav Amital used to speak about that, tells us a lot. A Shavua means you gave your word. Today, unfortunately, our word and honor and doing something because you committed to it has fallen out of favor. One of the major changes in the last 150 years has been the dissolution of honor. Today, people do things for money, for profit, for benefit, for needs. It used to be a concept of honor. You said something, you'll do it. You gave your word, you'll do it. In families, it still exists because you have to face each other. In tight-knit communities, it still exists because you have to live in such close precincts with one another. You'd be embarrassed if you didn't commit to something or fulfill something you committed to. Can we muster that same Mirtz Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? We'll ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zichar Lanu Hayom Es HaBris V'Es HaShavua Es HaChesed V'Es HaShavua Shenishbata Levaseinu. Hashem also swears to us, Chai Ani, Chai Hashem. So if we expect Hashem not just to fulfill His Bris or to fulfill His Chesed to us, but to act upon a Shavua made to the Avos, so we have to see Torah in a similar way. If we fulfill our Shavua, then we can elicit a Kodesh Baruch Hu's reciprocal execution of a Shavua. It's a very, very important Rashi. It flies under the radar, as we said yesterday in Shir. It's an extremely important Rashi. As is the next one. And the brachos, let's start with the brachos before we get to the Tochacha. One of the most beautiful, well-known brachos. Baruch Ata Bevoecha, Baruch Ata Besezecha. Can't get any more glorious bracha than that. when you leave your house, when you enter your house, when you leave the town, when you get on a plane, when you land on a plane, you'll be blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bounty and bracha no matter where you are. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Baruch ata bevoecha, baruch ata beseisecha, shetehe yitziascha min ha'olam belo chet, kibiascha le'olam. It's not a material bracha, it's a spiritual bracha. I'll say it literally, then I'll say it more generally. You won't die before you do tshuva. You will leave this world, you will have already performed tshuva. Many people in Erev Rosh Hashanah like to go to the Ariz mikvah in Tzfat. It's a freezing cold mikvah. It's a dark little pit in the ground, not a fancy mikvah. And the Masar is, the Ariz said, if anyone goes to my mikvah, you won't die without doing tshuva. Could be that the mikvah is so cold that the percentage of people that die immediately after going to the mikvah tilts the stats. Just teasing. But in any event, it's a big schus. We'll say in Tfilas Zaga, which is a tefillah we say before Kol Nidre, when we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us with tshuva and to help us correct our lifestyles, Ad Shetei Nishmasi Yatzis Bitahara, so that one day I can leave this world Bitahara. In a more generalized sense, doesn't just mean tshuva, but it means you'll be able to accomplish all the spiritual tasks you set your mind to. So actually, so many people, everyone, I think by definition, everyone passes before they fulfill everything they'd like to, as much as you live. No one, it's an infinite pursuit. It's impossible. Hashem promises you. Now, what's interesting about this is the Ramban says that all these brachos are not brachos that the Jewish people ever experienced. They're brachos that Hashem promises for an afterlife. Either Yemos HaMashiach or Olam Haba, I forget what the Ramban says offhand. So certainly, this accomplishment of either being pure of sin when we leave this world, or having accomplished everything we want to, is not something that most people can achieve, but it's something to dream of, and certainly to prep ourselves for Shani Yom Kippur. Now what's also interesting about this Rashi, is that the paradigm for perfection and virtue is how we enter this world. You will leave the world the same way you entered the world. If you look very carefully, this is a hidden anti-Christian message. Christianity believed in original sin. Christianity believed that every person is born into this world flawed. Everyone is born into this world having been a product of sin. Judaism rejects that entirely. Man is perfect. Hashem creates man perfect. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael De'Atara, everyone has bechir chafshis to become like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kohala says, Lakim asas adam yeshar, man was created perfect, v'hu b'kesh cheshbenos cheshbenos, and man is very important, especially in the modern milieu where there are a lot of books written in the 19th century, the 20th century, which suggested that man is innately evil. Animal Farm, some of Tolstoy's books, Dostoevsky, a lot of the Russian writers, Judaism debunks that. Man is born perfect. We have to take accountability. We can't blame our failures on the fact that we were born flawed, that we're born into a world in which our options are limited. That's called accountability. A certain vicarious acquittal that being born into sin can provide. Oh, it's not my fault. I'm a product of sin. I need a savior. You're your own person. You're accountable for your own behavior, and you're your own savior. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. It's also an important element message to say that tshuva is not just returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but returning to your previous self. There's a previous you somewhere in your past that's more perfect than you are now. And the earlier you go in your past, the more perfect that you is. And by returning to that you and recovering, tshuva is recovery mission. You don't have to discover anything, you don't have to dig up anything new to recover. This is a very interesting Rashi. Baruch Atah B'Tzitzecha, Rashi switches the whole conversation from entering your home, your city, to entering the world and departing the world. Baruch Atah B'Vo'echa, Baruch Atah B'Tzitzecha, when we enter this world, we enter B'Kedusha U'V'Tahara. We hope to leave that world, but we're not flawed people. And there's nothing flawed about sexuality. It's not treif. There's not. It's just a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Third Rashi is a third interesting Rashi. Talks about some of the psychological torture of the Tochacha. Remember, the first Tochacha was written by Kodesh Baruch Hu in divine terms. So it's very objective, and this is what will happen to you. The second Tochacha is written in a human voice by Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, I shouldn't tell him what to write, but it's written in a human voice. So it describes some of the psychological struggle. Yakecha Hashem b'shigaon, you'll go crazy. If Iveron, you'll be blinded, either literally or you'll be so overwhelmed, you'll be blinded to realities. Uvesimhon levav, and your heart will start to wonder and worry and why and question. Simhon levav, you won't be able to process it. It'll be so overwhelming. You won't be able to connect the dots. It won't seem logical. And this is an important phrase over the next couple of weeks. We'll start to say alchet shechatanu lefanecha besimhon levav. So keep in mind, that phrase is taken from Parshas Kisavo. Sometimes we are so upset at what we see in our world and the treatment we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing us that we start to churn, as we would say, and question and not accept things and wander or worry in our hearts. And what's interesting about this is Rashi in Parshas Kisavo has a problem. If Simhon Levav is a chet, and that's why we recite an al-chet, how could it be an onesh? Those two seem to be mutually exclusive. Either Hashem punishes you with something, or you perform the chet. So there's a stira between the pasuk and the al-chet. I'm saying I'm just making it colorful. There are many ways to answer that question. But Rashi talks about Hashem punishing us with what becomes the source for Simhon Levav. Hashem doesn't provide Simhon Levav. Only a person can make that choice to worry, to not to connect the dots, to be frustrated. That's a human choice. It's not an onesh. It's a chet. Hashem may provide the grounds for Simhon Levav. What does Rashi say? It's a very important Rashi. Otem halev. Your heart will be covered. Your heart will be sheathed. Namely, you won't accept things, you won't listen to input, you won't listen to critique, you won't be sensitive to events that occur in your world. The people who are sensitive can connect the dots. Oh, this is happening to me because of my failure, because of my behavior. If you don't feel, if you become callous and insensitive, literally like you have the foreskin of your heart, if you cover your heart, then you're living in a world in which there's no cause and effect, no causality, and then you start to wonder. Now, what's interesting about this is that, oh, Hashem can't punish us with Timon Levav. That's a human choice. But He can punish us with Otem Alev. Namely, Hashem can intervene in the human heart. Where do we see that Hashem can intervene in the human heart? What's that saga?
Paro.
Chizakti is late Paro. Kavda b'far v'cholchilo. Aniach she is late Paro. Hashem can make emotional choices more difficult for people. He can't take away an emotional choice. That's impossible. But Hashem can make an emotional choice more difficult by creating certain tendencies, either as a direct onesh or generally. Everyone's born with tendencies. Everyone here at the table has different tendencies. It's not like the deck is even. Deck is sometimes stacked. But you have willpower. You can make those choices. But Hashem can intervene in the human heart as a product of chet and create your heart to be less sensitive. And then it's harder for you not to be Timon Levav. It's not impossible, but you'll probably fall into the danger zone of Timon Levav. But the good news is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can intervene in the human heart and introduce a husk or a sheath to cover the heart, He can also intervene in the human heart and make it more sensitive, which is why Hashem expects us, U'maltem es'arlas levavchem, He wants us to remove the atimas aleif, but we can daven in Moshe Yom Kippur, U'mal Hashem elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. It's too hard for us to remove whatever atimas aleif, whatever sheath we have on our heart by ourselves. We want you to do it. So we ask Hashem, you come in and invade our hearts and perform tshuva for us. And that's, of course, the lesser known Rosh HaTevis of Elul. Everyone knows, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. But there's another Rosh HaTevis of Elul. Umaltem Es Arlas Levavchem Umal Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha V'Es Levav Zarecha. It's a good pasuk to be thinking of. Es Levavcha V'Es Levav Zarecha. Levav. So during Elul, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, take this Rashi and turn it around. This Rashi talks about the danger of you creating Atimas Aleif. We daven to you, Umaltem Esarlas Levavchem. That's a mitzvah that's too hard for us. We ask you, Umal Hashem Elokecha, Es Levavcha, Ves Levav Zarecha, to reverse the klala of Atimas Aleif, of Simhon Levav. So these are three really important Elul Rashis, having to be Kisavo, but we read Kisavo and Elul. One is that we accept the Torah with a Shavua, we're Mushba the Omeid. We ask Hashem to fulfill His Shavua. We have to fulfill our Shavua. Number two, the man is born upright and virtuous. Barachata bevoecha, barachata besesecha. We hope that the gap between how we're born and how we leave this world isn't too great. We hope that we've accomplished a lot, but the purity with which we were born is still intact. And number three, Simhon Levav is the chet. The onesh that leads to Simhon Levav is Otem Halev. Hashem plays with the human heart, makes it harder sometimes. That's the realm of Hashem, but choice is always man's to make. Have a Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. The Shabbat is so guys getting ready for Shani and Kippur.
Getting ready, coming next week.
You have a pretty good chazan, I heard.
We have a good chazan, Baruch Hashem.
He davened in a shul in the front with Shlomo Katz as a chazan.
Yeah, tefillah's been great lately. Like
that. I guess he has to walk over one day and make a tefillah here for us.
When are you coming? Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday, I think. Okay, 8:47 is she always giving 45 minutes in the end of shift. So I don't